Allah grant us the strength and courage to fulfill our duties. May Allah grant us the strength and courage to fulfill our duties.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to our silsila, Fulfill Your Duties. Before we commence with our silsila, let us first make good intentions, as it is mentioned in the beautiful hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his actions. So let us make few good intentions that I will watch this silsila for the pleasure of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I will watch this silsila from the beginning till the end. And whatever Madani pearls I am going to learn from this beautiful silsila, I am going to note down those beautiful Madani pearls so that I can recall them on a later stage. And most importantly, let us also make this intention that I will practice upon whatever I learned from this beautiful silsila, as well as I will try to spread its knowledge to others as well, inshallah azza wa jal. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has beautifully stated that the one who recites 50 times Durud-e Pak upon me, I will shake hands with him on the day of Qiyamah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, undoubtedly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed numerous bounties upon us. We cannot count the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He has given us so much bounties that we are unable to count them and will never be able to count them. Alhamdulillah, everything which we have in this dunya is a mercy and a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like our eyes, our hands, our ears, our tongue, our body parts also are the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The air which we breathe in and out are also the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From amongst all these bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the bounty which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with is our parents. Yes, our parents are one of the greatest bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Regarding the bounty of this which we have been bestowed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned it on various occasions in the Holy Quran. And He has also given us the orders how to treat and look after this bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in also many ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He has mentioned how should we treat our parents. Alhamdulillah, today in our silsila, we are very fortunate to have with us a Muballighe Dawati Islami, Mawlana Imran Attari Sahab. We warmly welcome you, Mawlana Sahab, in our silsila. Ahlan wa sahlan, marhaba.
Jazakallah, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah. Fadlikum. Today we are talking about the respect of parents and what are the rulings regarding the parents which have been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Kareem Raufur Rahim sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So could you please share some knowledge in regards to this topic of ours, today's discussion?
Barakallah. As you have mentioned, viewers of Madani Channel, from the beginning we said that if you're feeling the rights, we all know that in this world there are many various rights, be it in our academical sphere, in our day-to-day life. And if somebody does not fulfill the rights, he is taken to court. He is sued for not fulfilling the rights. See, if you violate human rights nowadays, it's a crime on its own. This is how we human beings value it. So also in the same manner, that's how Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal values those rights, the huquq. It will be answerable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just only to share that only how serious the rights need to be. You see, fulfilling the rights, it is upon us. But to be asked regarding those rights now, it is upon Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. Meaning to say what? On the day of judgment, we are going to be also taken to accountable about the rights. Were we fulfilling them or were we breaking them? That's why Imam Ar-Rumi, he said in his book that, Son of Adam, you are here in this world to maintain, to fulfill the rights, not to cut them or to bypass them. Now, as we specifically pointed out, the parents is very important. If we want to look at the Quran, you find that Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal stipulated the rights. Now, he started by his rights, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, the rights of Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, the rights of the Creator. Of course, then come in the right of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We all know that to love and to respect and to fulfill the rights of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam take priority over everything else in life. Then comes now that of the parents. That is the maqam and the status. Just look at here. We are talking about that first is Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. Then comes is the rights of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did explain that, you know what, no one of us will truly believe till he love me more than his parents and whatever the dunya contains. Then you see in the hadith, as you mentioned, that it is mentioned in many ahadith and, you know, in the verses of the Quran. Let me just single out this hadith where in this man did go in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he asked that, who have got the strong right against me? Who is that person have got that rights which are binding and obliged unto me? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your mother. Then he asked again, thumma man, who after the mother? Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam again said, your mother. Then the man again for the second time, he asked again. You see, here how the rights are being emphasized by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This man, he asked. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your mother. Meaning to say, the rights of your mother are still pending on you. Then in the second time, then again, the rights of your mother. Then third time again, he asked, the rights of your mother. Then fourth time, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then your father. So, you see, this is the hadith whereby it singled out the mother. In Surah Luqman, that Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, when Luqman, he gave advice, the siyaq is there in Surah Luqman. Then Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal mentioned that the mother carried the child and the baby in his womb, wahanan ala wahan, upon problem and upon problem, and also the breastfeeding cycle of it. You see, it was again, see, that's why they say that even somebody become wealth, even if you want to pay back to your mother, the single drop of milk, it is more than whatever you can give. So this is how it is. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal did mentioned and specify, and also in this hadith you find that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did mention about the mother thrice before the father. But it does not mean that the father is not important. No, this is only just only to specify so that we can know that, you know, if even in class there's number one, number two, number three, number four, then also it does not mean that number four, three, they are useless, but it's only just to know the daraja, how things are being put in the daraja.
As we have also seen that mother looks after children more than father. The father works hard outside the house and the mother works more inside the house. That's why they even say that the mother is the first school of a child.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. What you're saying there, it makes me to remember and just only to remind the viewers of Madani channel about the dream of Nabi Yusuf. Nabi Yusuf, he said that I dreamt about the sun, about the moon and the stars. Now the ulama, the mufassirin, jazahumullahu khaira, they explain that the example of the father is like the sun, and the example of the mother is like the moon. They were basing now in the dream of Nabi Yusuf. Mashallah, that is a very good madani pool to drive there. You see, it's the sun and the moon. One comes in turn after the other. Right, the sun, when it comes, the sun, then it will be day, isn't it, Maulana Sahab?
Yeah.
Now, when it is day, People, they can go to work, they can, that's like the father. That's only this day the father can go to work and, you know, livelihood, action will start and, you know, and the mother is like the moon. And have you seen that when the moon appears, then what will appear with it? The stars. So the children are like the stars. They are always what? Connected to the mother. Sometimes because why? By nature, the father need to be, I mean to say harsh, not harsh like harsh, but he must be stern, yani. That when the father is there, everybody, you know what? There is this father appearance in the house. Now, somebody, if he did not perform his salah, he must know, oh, the father is around. That's why you find that when the moon is there, the stars are there. When the sun is there, it's always alone. It's always alone. And you know, you look at the sun, you see, you find that it's always hard to look at it directly. So this is how it is. The children, they must have got, in as far as respect is concerned, the father must be the strict in the house. But nevertheless, as you said, you know what, really, this is the point in, that both of them, the mother and the father, they are very, very important in one of in one's life. It's like exactly like I did give in this example to clarify any doubt which one might feel from the viewers of the Mama Dani channel, that the children said, so I know me, I'll vouch for my mother and I will not vouch for my father. You see, in order for it to go to a day completely, we need the sun and the moon. And the moon, both of them. So if we say that the, we only like the sun, then what will be a night? There won't be night. If we only say that we value the moon, what will be then? So all this, they work together and together. That is how it is.
Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, it's mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam that paradise lies under the feet of the mother. And remember, he has also mentioned this, that the father is the middle door of the paradise. Meaning, the father is the middle door from amongst the doors of paradise. So alhamdulillah, our Muballigh Da'wat Islami has shared beautiful Madani pearls in regarding to this. Ji Huzur, could you please share more Madani pearls?
Yes, of course. Shedding more light to it, it is now a time whereby, especially the children, they need to pay this and pay attention. They shall be also the parents in future. And remember, we are being always reminded with the hadith of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, kamata dinu tudan. If you don't respect your parents, also what? A time will come when by you shall be what? You'll be a parent. Then what will happen? Then your children will what? Will also eventually not respect you. Mistake of the past will haunt you at last. Yeah.
That means what goes around comes around.
That is also very good. That is the well-known paradigm. This is very, it's proven. You know, it's not some proverbs that are being said after measuring life. Then they said, oh, this is now what you've come to a reality that now this is out. What goes around comes around.
Allah.
It makes me also to remember that there was this father. Okay, this father, he took his father to go and, you know, it was the tradition in that locality that if somebody is old, they will used to take him and leave him by the jungle so that the animals will finish him up. Because they used to say that it's a burden to cater for the old people. So he took his father one of the day trying to put him under that system, we can say a tradition of theirs. And the son was there to watch. The son was there to watch. He asked his father, that father, is this what you are doing to your father? Yeah, yeah. He said, that is the tradition. You see what? And somebody's old. We need to get rid of him. He said, my father, when yourself you are going to get old, am I going to do this same to you? So this is how it is. You know what? I think it's very important, you know, that we need to, I mean, to keep on emphasizing the importance of the fathers and the mother to the children, that fulfilling the right here, it does not only mean that, you know what, respect. There are many things which you need to put. I think viewers of Madani channel, it's time wherein we need to enumerate. You see, in English, Mawlana Sahab, we've got this saying that really, really do you want from me? So what is it that when we say fulfilling the rights, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? Are we just talking about going and kiss his hand? Are we just talking about going and kiss his forehead? Or just putting his profiles and under your be it your status in the social media? What is it that Sharia wants us to maintain or to fulfill? You see, there are many things. Number one, mahabba, love. Love, unconditional love. To make sure that we love both of them in such a manner that befit them. Number two, to make sure that we obey, obedience, ta'a, to obey them. Still remember the verse of the Holy Quran said that, don't say unto both of them what, oof. Don't even say to both of them, oof, when they reach an old age. Don't even say to them, oof. be it in their small age, but not, especially when they are in old, they have become more vulnerable. Like how, you see what, when you are young, you are vulnerable, isn't it? Now, when they are old, now they become vulnerable also. So, not to say even, oof, just the words which can disturb and perturb them. I just want to give an example before passing it to you, Maulana. There was a father and there was a son. What happened? The father was old. So he called out his son. They were moving together. Just picture a scenario wherein the father and the son, they are walking together. Nowadays it's very rare. Those days, you know, they used to do like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instilled unto us that, you know what, that father and son connection must be still remain till the day of judgment. Amen. So now the father did ask the son, upon seeing just a simple a bed fly, what is that? The son said, that is a bed. He kept quiet. Then again, he asked again, what is that? The son said, I said, it's a bed. Then he asked again the third time, what is that? Now the tone of the son now started to want to change now. Furious was now taking place. Nowadays, you know how the young people are towards their elderly people. Bed! Again, the father again asked him again, son, what is that? Now he was now using harsh words now. How many times must I tell you that is a bed? You see, in a provocative manner, not holding out his manner, now spilling it out. The father started to cry. Then he said, son, you know what? I did it deliberately, purposely. You, when you were young, you asked me, what is that? And I did tell you bed more than 1,000 times.
Allah.
I never get angry.
So we have learned that parents sacrifice so many things in order for us to be in comfort.
Gee.
And especially as you have mentioned, a very beautiful Madani pearl, that we should not even say oof to our parents, we should not even raise our voice in front of our parents. You know, when we were born, no one knew us. We didn't have any friends. We didn't know anyone in our relatives, and we have relatives because of our parents. If we did not have our parents, then how could they become our relatives? We did not know anyone in our society. We did not know anything. We did not have the power to eat ourselves. We did not have the access to walk from one spot to the other spot. Who took us and who carried us from one spot to the other spot? To the extent that our parents grew up, educated us, fed us, provided us shelter. Yet today when a time comes over them that they are unable to do these things, so today we are shouting at them. Don't we remember that our parents took care of us when we didn't have anything, when we couldn't do anything? Alhamdulillah, today we should also try, and I'm not saying to return it back, but it is wajib and fard upon us to take care of our parents, especially in that age and that time of our parents.
Jazakallah, Uthur, you reminded me of many things. Really, what you've said really, it's making a lot of sense. You mentioned many things of which, just let me just try to stress on one. You see, you said that they've sacrificed a lot for us. Subhanallah. Now, it's clear now. Why are we obliged unto them? You've mentioned beautifully that they've sacrificed a lot for us. One day the mother was crying and telling the son that, son, it came a time whereby your world always revolve around me. Your courtyard, you know, nowadays we've got houses with big courtyard. Then she said, your courtyard was my lap. Your chair, I used to carry you on my back. Your whole world used to surround only on me.
Our parents, when they sacrifice, many a times, and many of the parents, they don't want anything in return from us.
That's true.
They don't expect many luxurious things from us. They don't want our wealth, bank balance, our beautiful cars. But in their old age, what parents need is our time.
Yeah.
And in this time, we have the cell phones, social media. Children are although staying with parents, but they're not giving time to their parents. They are not going and looking and visiting their parents. As it is mentioned in the hadith, that to even look with a beautiful gaze, merciful gaze towards parents, you get the thawab of accepted hajj.
Yes.
But we are deprived from this. We only visit and ask our parents when it comes to a Mother's Day and Father's Day. This is a sad reality. Many of the people we have seen that when the parents reach their old age, they go and leave them at old age house. Our parents, when we were young, they did not leave us at daycare center where babies are taken care of. They want their children to be with them all the time. They keep an eye on their children. Even if they go out for any emergency work, or even if they go to bath or cook, they make sure that they have an eye on us. They appoint someone and go, so that we cannot harm ourselves. That much our parents care about us. We should also care about our parents in this very same manner.
Taking you back again to the point wherein you say that they've done so much unto us. They've done so much unto us. Why can't we just do a little much to them? They invested unto us. The whole of their life revolved around us. You know, it come a time whereby when you are sick, even your mother would be sick also. Your father could be sick. Even right now, we can talk about it. Even anyone with a parent, you know, or whatever affects you, yani, it affects them also. Like the poet said that, Auladuna, our children, is like our heart which is walking on the earth. Really, if anything happened to one of them, we cannot even close our eyes to sleep.
Allah.
Much that if there is a lion here, and the mother is holding a baby, you know that the mother can sacrifice that the lion is rather, it can eat me than to eat my baby. You've mentioned beautifully about sacrifice. They've sacrificed a lot. They've sacrificed a lot. Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal is full aware of the sacrifices which they made for us. So really, man lam yashkuru nas, lam yashkuru Allah, the one who is not able to thank the people, you won't be able to thank Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal. That's why they will be made the tall gates to Jannah. You know the tall gate? Yeah, really, they are the tall gates to Jannah. Anything the mother will have got to say, it is binding. You still remember that hadith of this young man when everybody, the Prophet ﷺ did go unto him. He had sour apples between him and his mom, and the mom was not having any, that grudge was still there. The Prophet ﷺ said that rather than to make salah to janazah, gather firewood, burn this young lighty here. Just burn him. Burn him. So the mother said, no. She said, right, I wanted you to forgive him, because if you don't forgive him, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal won't forgive him. Why? Because you mentioned it beautifully. I just am stressing on this point. They have sacrificed a lot for us. It's now high time that at least, they don't need our money. You said like that. Why? Because money cannot buy everything. And money, you know, good things in life, money cannot buy. Does money can buy health? Is it going to buy time? Is it going to buy even to compensate, be it a single drop of the milk which they gave you whilst you are feeble? Is it, no, it could, what they want from us is this, you know, number one, to appreciate, yani, to value them, yani, that they are valuable to, you know, you're valuable, you feel that, you know what, no, you see, I'm being appreciated. Like how, you see what, even the Quran, we are being told what? Rabbi rahamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal, you see the fate, you know, this is to acknowledge. I am big now, of course I've got beards, but I still remember that time wherein I was not able to change my clothes, wherein I was not able to feed myself, wherein I was not able to walk. Wallahi, my friends were not there. The phones which were boasting nowadays was not there. It was only me and them. They started to teach me how to walk, how to teach, in that feeble manner. Oh Allah, Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal, have mercy upon them. Like how both jewel combo of them, you see, Rabbayani Saghira, both of them, you see, really it takes two hands to clap. One hand cannot what? Cannot clap. The mother alone cannot be able to do the tarbiyat of the children. The father alone without know the mother cannot be what? So it takes two hands to clap. Both of them. So really, we pray to Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal that this type of silsila, it needs especially the children, not only to listen with the ears, they need to listen with the heart. And after they listen to the heart, they need to contemplate, they need to introspect and try to put it right. Really, paradise, you start the walk of paradise in this dunya before you are admitted there. So start with them. You've mentioned also something about putting them in the old age house. I want to ask, if you have got the opportunity to go to Jannah, are you going to make somebody to enter into Jannah on your behalf? Is it possible, Maulana Sahab? No, to say that, no, now you must go to Jannah. Say, no, okay, you go to Jannah on my behalf, me, I want to go to hellfire. Is it going to be possible?
No.
So why are we giving our Jannah to the old age people?
No.
Knowing that your mother and your father is your Jannah, why are you keeping, it's like you've got a diamond with you. Huh?
No.
You've got a diamond with you, you keep it yourself. You hide it from the people. The mom and dad, they're more than the diamond. So why throwing the diamond away to the old age?
Allahu Akbar.
This is show the lack of knowledge. This is show the ignorance.
Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, very beautiful Madani pearls were discussed in this silsila of ours today. And Alhamdulillah, as our Muballigh Da'ut Islami has beautifully said, that our parents have more value than anything in this world. They have more value than even diamonds, priceless diamonds. In front of our parents, they are nothing. So let us take the value of our parents when they are alive with us. And even if they are not with us, let us try and phone them wherever they are. And if they have left this world, go and read Fatiha on their graves. If not possible, then read Fatiha from your house and send the thawab of it to our marhumin parents. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate the status of all those parents who have left this world, as well as may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the ability to the children to obey and become obedient to their parents. With these few words, we would like to conclude with our silsila. Keep on watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salam alayka sayyidi ya Rasulullah.
May Allah grant us the strength and courage.